WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has filed the $10 billion lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal after it ran a story on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the Justice Department has asked a federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in Epstein's sex trafficking case.
The federal courts don't move swiftly in the best of circumstances, but this is a particularly tricky notion to get a judge to unseal sealed grand jury materials. Other people may want to file on this and gum it up some more. This could very well take many months.
Premiums for Affordable Care Act coverage are about to skyrocket. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook spoke with Joanne Volk, Director of Georgetown University Center on Health Insurance Reforms.
On some level, is this the equivalent of an Affordable Care Act repeal?
Yes, absolutely. By one estimate, enrollment will be cut in half.
And what does that leave you thinking?
People, unfortunately, are not aware of what's coming down the pike. They're going to enroll in coverage and open enrollment this year as they would any fall. But they may not know until late in the year what their actual consequence will be for their premiums and their out-of-pocket costs.
It sounds like a major fear you have is people don't realize what's about to hit them.
Absolutely.
President Trump has signed a cryptocurrency bill.
It's called the Genius Act.
We take a giant step to cement American dominance of global finance and crypto technology.
President Trump says the law sets regulations for a type of cryptocurrency known as stable coins.
Well, it's good for the dollar and it's good for the country.
The new law is meant to bolster consumer confidence in the crypto industry, while the president pledges to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons is defending the wearing of masks by agents during immigration raids. He spoke with CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez for tomorrow's Face the Nation on CBS.
If that's a tool that the men and women of ICE to keep themselves and their families safe, then I'll allow it. I know a lot of elected officials propose legislation about banning of the masks. I would also want elected officials to help us hold those people accountable that do dox or threaten an ICE officer or agent or their family.
So you will continue to allow ICE officers to wear masks during operations?
I will.
The daughter of Colorado dentist James Craig, who's accused of fatally poisoning his wife, has testified at his trial. CBS's Justin Adams reports she told the jury about a letter her father sent her from jail.
In the letter were direct instructions for Annabelle to find someone on the web to produce a deepfake video of her mom asking James to order cyanide, arsenic, or lander. She said the letter told her to leave the video on a thumb drive and tell detectives she found it in Angela's bag.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another win for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night in L.A. 2-0. The Crew have now won 8 in a row. They remain a game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Wrigley Field. The Brewers' Caleb Durbin with a big night for his first time in Dodger Stadium, an RBI double, and a solo home run shot in the 7th. Pitcher Quinn Priester, fan Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman to start the game on the way to 6 innings and 77 pitches with 10 strikeouts. The Brewers have now beat the Dodgers 4 in a row heading into tonight's game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we've played a bunch of close games against them. Things have went our way, so it helps you prepare a little bit because you're used to it. You know who's hot and who's not. You know who might be a tick off their game, and you might make a decision because, well, you know what? So-and-so's not swinging like he normally does, so we can attack him here differently.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some showers. We'll see a high near 81 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Sunday, partly sunny, highs around 75. Chance of showers Monday with a high around 78. For Tuesday, scattered storms and a high of 85. Right now, it's 62.
Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. Conrad Krieger is working the board. Lovable producer, Conrad. We're having some fun here on a Friday night, kind of a chill show. We've got, it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. We talked about the Kiss Cam couple and how that might shake out. And we just kind of agreed that I think if the guy had not, like, dove out of the way, he's holding the girl, his mistress, if he had just kind of put his head into the back of her hair, he could have hid a lot less conspicuously rather than looking guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's not like I'm dispensing advice about how to do that. I'm not going there. I'm just saying it's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Our question of the night is, it's National Fortune Cookie Day. So what does your fortune say? What do you want it to say? When you open the cookie and you take out the fortune, pick your fortune, folks. That's what we're asking listeners to do tonight. Right now in studio, I've got Hank. I've been corrected. I asked. You didn't say anything. You weren't offended that I called you your actual name, Henry.
Nope.
But Hank Scott is here along with Herschel Winter. They are brothers, and they founded 12 Tribe Cigars. So we're talking about that with them. We've got a few more minutes with them here in studio. They were nice enough to drive up from Appleton and or Fond du Lac. How was traffic on the way up? Not too bad around here.
Yes.
Did you both smoke a cigar while you drove up?
I did.
Sweet. Does your car smell like cigars?
Oh, I always air them out.
Does it work?
Yeah, it actually does. Yeah.
Is there a way to smoke a cigar where, like, I go home and my wife does not say you were smoking a cigar? Like, where's the best place just outside to not bring that smell with you? I actually like the smell, but not everybody does. So where do you go? You smoke out on the porch or something, or what?
No way at all. It's just going to just marinate on you, even though you're blowing it away. There's no way out of that.
You love that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Your voice especially. You should do voiceovers for cigars.
Pete, everyone tells me, man. Everyone tells me. I think I'm going to jump on that.
Conrad, let's do a tag.
Okay.
These guys, and Herschel can read it. That'll be all right. Before you guys leave, don't let me forget to do that. Okay, so we're talking about 12 Tribe Cigars. We found out how you guys got into the business. You both work at Appleton Cigar. We were introduced by J.B. Thompson. That's my new word, is sticks. I've never heard cigars called sticks, so I'm going to totally steal that. How do you make a cigar? You guys created a cigar. Do you have an idea in your head, or do you just, how do you instruct the tobacco guy to get what you want?
Well, you have a combination of different types of cigars that you like. And I was like, I want something like a Maduro, but I don't want it as strong as a Maduro. Even though 12 tries is classified as a Maduro, it doesn't have the bite like a Maduro.
Okay.
And it's a very...
Maduro's real strong?
Yeah, it's a little stronger than 12 tribes.
All right.
And with 12 tribes, it's very smooth from the light up to the end.
When you say smooth, for people that don't smoke cigars, what does that mean? Does that mean you don't, like, let's... What can you compare it to? Like a glass of whiskey, you take a sip, you get the burn?
Yeah.
What makes a cigar smooth?
This doesn't have that bite that you taste in your mouth.
Gotcha.
Like some cigars you light up will have a bite to it.
Yeah.
12 tribes does it.
Nice. How did you get there? How do you just keep toying around with the mixture of tobaccos till you get there?
It took us probably 6 months sampling different cigars until we got to the right blend of what we were looking for.
Okay.
And then on top of that, we had, again, Rich, who is a mentor to us, to help guide us in the right direction with selecting the right cigar.
We've got Peter on the stream says, I don't know if I could smoke a cigar for an hour. Can a good cigar be put aside and relit later, or is it just done? That's a great question, Peter. Thank you.
No, Peter, the way that works is if you smoke a cigar, and let's say the cigar is 6 inches and you only smoke 2 inches of the cigar, the best thing to do is to cut the end off to where all the burn is out of it. Put it in a plastic bag with a Bovita pack and zip it closed or put it in a humidor by itself. So when you get ready to smoke it again, what you're going to have to do is degas it. Degas the cigar because the tobacco is breaking down. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a gas buildup inside the cigar. Mm-hmm. And the best way to degas a cigar is to take the cigar with a lighter, suck in slowly and blow out slowly with the flame in front of the cigar, and then move the flame away from the cigar. And as long as that flame is coming out the end of the cigar, it is drawing the gases from inside the cigar out. And you may have to do that 2 or 3 times until you get all the gases out of it. And then when you start smoking it, it'll be like it was when you first lit it up.
Boy, go to the podcast and you can listen to that again. I've never heard that. That's really like inside baseball stuff. So what happens if you don't degas it and you just start smoking it again?
It's going to be tart and it's going to have a bite to it.
So it's just a taste thing. It's not a,
It's going to be a better way of saying it, real peppery.
Interesting.
And it's not going to taste like it did when you first lit it up.
Okay. So, Hank, you're having a tasting. There's a tasting room in Madison, but you don't have the cigar. Like, you guys can't keep your cigars on the shelves. So that's a great sign. When is that happening? Do you have to get the cigars first, obviously?
What I want to do is get the cigars and go back and talk to Adam, the manager at the tasting room. Because what happened was I came up there one day to meet him and I missed him. And I talked to the guy behind the behind the counter and said, hey, do you mind if I hand out some free cigars? And the guy said, sure. I said, I'm not selling them, I'm just handing out samples because I just want to get my brand out there. And he said, sure. So I gave out like 12 or 13 cigars that day. And I came back 2 weeks later with my wife and I said, hey, I'm here to see the manager. And so the guy behind the counter went back, got the manager, and he came up and he said, hey, my name's Adam. I said, my name's Hank Scott. He said, yeah, I know you, because my regular customers have called and asked me, when am I going to get 12 tribes in here? And he said, that's a good thing. And so we got to talk and he said, I want to do an event this summer with you here to answer questions about your cigar. And so as soon as I get the cigars in, I'm headed right back to the tasting room.
What's it tasting like? Is that like wine? Do you just take a couple puffs? Do you smoke a small cigar? What is that?
The tasting?
Yeah, like how do you sample the cigar?
The way that people sample cigars, they're either going to know whether they like it or not within the first two or three puffs.
Okay.
At Appleton Cigar Shop, I've had a warrant officer come in. He was from Virginia. And it was warrant officer William Washington Jr. And he came in. I introduced him to 12 tribes. He sat down, lit a cigar, took two puffs off of it, got up, walked over there to me where my brother was. Hey, man, how do I get a box of these? I'm like, well, you can buy them from here. You know, we sell them here at Appleton Cigar Shop. And he said, I want a box. We have regulars that come near, and one of the regulars, Greg, he actually got a cigar of 12 tribes, took a couple of puffs of it, came up and said, I really love this cigar, man. I want a box. I said, sure. We sell it here. So that's how we sell
it. How much is a box if you get a whole box of them?
At Appleton Cigar Shop, it's around $300-something.
Okay. And but how many cigars?
You end up getting 20 cigars.
20 cigars. Oh, that's a pretty good deal then. All right, so let's get – this is what I've been excited to ask you guys. What do you like to watch on TV when you're smoking one of your own cigars, or any cigar for that matter?
Me, I like watching action flicks. Matter of fact, I watched Head of State smoking a cigar.
Did you like the movie?
Oh, it was comical.
In a good way?
Yeah, in a good way.
All right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I haven't seen that. Conrad saw it. I was saying yesterday, I'm kind of done with action comedies. I don't feel like they're ever that funny, and the action is never like, you don't really ever feel like anybody's in peril. I like Idris Elba a lot. Loved him on The Wire. John Cena, I could take or leave. He's kind of, I think, peaked. But
John Cena was the comical relief.
He is and he's, you know, he's a funny guy, but Conrad said he's kind of like with you. What about you, Herschel? What do you like to watch when you smoke a cigar?
Oh, wow. What I do, pull the TV out on the rooftop, play some video games, fire that baby up.
Wow.
Got a nice brick square ice cube, throw some Basil Hayden brandy, bourbon, I should say, in there.
There you go.
And just roll.
What do you guys do? What is your favorite activity to do when you're smoking a cigar that maybe it's not TV? Is it just talking to other people, or are you watching sports? Or are you sitting outside? What's your favorite activity to do while you're smoking?
Me, I like watching movies, but sometimes it's interesting just to sit there and smoke a cigar with some of the guys that come in and watch baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I got this one guy, his name's Tom. This dude is smart when it comes to sports. I call him my big brother. And so I just sit there, watch sports, you know, baseball, football. If I got any questions, I ask him about it, and he knows just about everything. We both just sit in there smoking cigars.
You mentioned, we got about a minute or so left, you mentioned 12 Tribes bourbon infused. And I told you during the break, I love bourbon infused anything, burgers, onions, bacon, whatever. Is that your favorite cigar to smoke, or the best one you guys offer, would you say?
Well, give you the history of how that came into being. I spent the night over at Herschel's house because it was too late to drive. Well, actually, I had too much to drink that night. And Herschel was like, you're not driving, man. You go upstairs and go to bed. So I said, hey, my phone's dead. I need you to text my wife and let her know I'm staying with you tonight. So he texted her, let her know so she wouldn't be worried. So when I got up the next day, I opened up his humidor, his refrigerated humidor, and I saw 12 tries, so I grabbed it. He said, Hank, you know that's bourbon infused. I'm like, okay. Didn't know what he was talking about.
Hair of the dog.
So when I'm driving home, I'm like, this is a dang good cigar because it changed the flavor profile from the original. And I'm calling him on the way home, hey, man, this is awesome. I think we ought to do this.
Guys, this was so much fun. Thank you for being here in person. It was great to meet you guys, and I wish you luck with 12 Tribe. When you get some in, come back and we'll buy a couple from you. I'm curious now.
Yep, that's what they said on Barrel Proof Podcast.
All right. Hank Scott and Herschel Winters, best of luck, guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate you very much.
All right, we're coming back after this very short break. It's a Barbie and Friday night. Next, we're going to read your texts, and we're doing it all on Nightlight tonight. It's Peach Waba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
A 1, 2.
Thank you.
It was a teenage wedding and a hostess wished them well. You can see that the air truly knows an animal's head.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Peach Waba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. Boy, Friday night is like the perfect night to talk about cigars.
Yeah, definitely.
It was just like, I just want to go home now and smoke a cigar. And I got my Swisher sweets in the car, so I'll break those open on the way home. But I am very curious now to try a 12 Tribe cigar. That sounds very good. Thank you, Norm Kopeski and JB Thompson, for introducing us to Hank Scott and Herschel Winters. That was fun. Peter Malcolm on the stream also said, Kiss Cam guy wouldn't have had the problem if stepped out for a cigar instead. How did that text get by me? I've read his other one for those guys. Peter says, nice work, guys. Very informative. I agree. That was fun. Thank you to Hank Scott and Herschel Winters. That was a great time. Our question of the night is in honor of National Fortune Cookie Day. What is your fortune? You open up that cookie, you crack it open, and you pull out the fortune. What does it say? This is a chance for you to write your future, folks. Let me know. Tom from New Berlin, he's in the 414. He says, please remember that at the end of Ollie's was okie doke. That's a form of thank you with understanding okie doke. Oh, is that Ollie from the North?
Yeah.
That's great. She does say that every time, doesn't she? Okie doke.
Okie doke.
I love it. That's great. Very observant, Tom. Tom's on it tonight. Tony the Trucker, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, feel your Highway 41 pain. Drove it 3 times this week. Hope my fortune reads, you will retire soon with good health and financial security. I wish that for you, Tony the Trucker, and I wish that for everybody. And I can't even imagine. Like, I'm on the road pretty much every day. But a guy like that's a truck driver or a girl, I can't imagine being on the road that much. Your chances for getting into some kind of issue with garbage or an accident or whatever, you just got to be on your toes.
You really got to be. Yeah. Okay. When you're driving, yeah.
Thank you, Tony. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad, says, my ultimate fortune cookie would be to own a private lake, complete with 3 log cabin mansions, one for each of my sons and wife. Where's your dad going to live then?
He's going to live on the pontoon.
I was hoping he would say with your mom, but he says fishing boats, pontoon boat, and jet skis. Total paradise. Steve has thought this through. Thank you, buddy. Great text. Lori from Hayward says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Would love to get a fortune in my fortune cookie that said you will have unlimited trips in Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine. I need to Google that. That's Lori from the 715. I think that's from a show, and I can't remember what it is. Peabody's Wayback Machine. That was just the cartoon. Yes, the nerdy, the dog. Wow, Lori, you stumped me there. Thank you, though. That was a great text. Keep those texts coming, folks. You still got time to get it in here. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. She's got an awesome artist she's going to introduce us to tonight. Just spectacular, as usual. And then I have to point out that Lori from Hayward also texted in a really funny kind of, I thought it was like a cigar thing at first, but it's just fortune cookies in a box.
Present of fortune cookies.
Yeah, exactly. A present, I guess, would be better. So, all right, I want to do this. Con, we got to play one of these clips. I cut these clips. This is Denzel Washington. No, let's do Bill Hader. I had no idea that Bill Hader, who is, he's Barry? No. Yeah, he's Barry.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's great. Didn't really watch him that much on Saturday Night Live, but he did the guy Shepard Smith from Fox News. Very funny. He kept saying, oh, he said, mother. Very funny guy. And he does a great Al Pacino. So I didn't know that. I stumbled on this clip a couple days ago, and I thought, this is so funny. I got to play this. This is former SNL player and star of Barry, Bill Hader, doing Al Pacino.
I love your Al Pacino impression. Thank you. When did you first do that impression?
I did stand up for a little bit in L.A., and it was Al Pacino giving a speech, and he was like,
wow, look what's going on here. That's nice. I like that.
We got some lights, a couple of cameras. That's nice.
Thank you so much for having me here. This is great. My dear, this is very like, all right.
I love film. I love women. I love wine. I love kangaroos. Hey, why not?
Have you ever met Al Pacino?
No, I've never met him, but I heard that he had seen it. Like, his agent had come up to me and said, Al saw it.
You must be scared.
Yeah. I kind of freaked out that I was going to, you know, come at my door or something like, open up! Yeah, whatever.
Come on, baby.
But I supposedly he said,
it's good. That has happened to me before.
And I was like, all right.
That's like maybe the best impression I've ever heard, like where you sound that's exactly fantastic. Like the guy. It's incredible.
Fantastic.
How did I not see that before? JB Thompson, I wanted to read this. He was watching on the stream when the guys were here. He said, this is in regard to the fortune cookie question. He said, reach for your dreams. Start with the spring rolls. Fortune's always positive. How about a negative? Your spouse. I read that.
You did.
Conrad, you need to slap me through the glass when I read it text twice. But it was such a good text. I figured let's read it again. Great stuff. All right. Do we have time? I want to do the Denzel Washington clip, too. This is just a very insightful clip from Denzel Washington. A very smart guy talking about acting and his theory on acting.
I think if you drink too much water, you'll drown. So,
wow. You, dropping you.
Yeah. You want to keep some mystery, you know, keep things quiet so that you build up to that next movie. Where is he? I mean, when's the last time you saw Daniel Day-Lewis? Listen, branding for an actor is being good. Wow. Not being known. Your brand is, whatever you did, was it any good? Not how many likes?
So great. He's talking about social media and how actors become. We talked about this a little bit last night with like Ryan Reynolds And who was the girl we were talking about that was more focused on? Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I love that clip. He's like, do your art. Do your thing. And it's acting. Leave them wanting more. Don't oversaturate. Because that happens too. And that was so funny because Jamie Foxx was interviewing him there. And he was like in awe. It's kind of annoying. I know. As everything Denzel said, he's like, whoa. It's a little bit much. All right, we're coming back, folks. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is coming up next. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. The Justice Department has asked a court to unseal grand jury testimony from the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The federal courts don't move swiftly in the best of circumstances, but this is a particularly tricky notion to get a judge to unseal sealed grand jury materials. This could very well take many months.
President Trump is suing the Wall Street Journal for $10 billion after it ran a story about his ties to Epstein. The 24 million Americans with Affordable Care Act coverage could see big premium increases next year. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook spoke with the director of Georgetown University Center on Health Insurance Reforms, Joanne Volk.
Is this the equivalent of an Affordable Care Act repeal?
Yes, absolutely. By one estimate, enrollment will be cut in half.
President Trump has signed the Genius Act, which sets regulations for cryptocurrency.
We take a giant step to cement American dominance of global finance and crypto technology.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Another win for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers beat the Dodgers last night in L.A. 2-0. The crew have now won 8 in a row. They remain a game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Wrigley Field. The Brewers' Caleb Durbin with a big night for his first time in Dodger Stadium, an RBI double, and a solo home run shot in the 7th. Pitcher Quinn Priester, fan Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman to start the game on the way to 6 innings and 77 pitches with 10 strikeouts. The Brewers have now beat the Dodgers 4 in a row heading into tonight's game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we've played a bunch of close games against them. Things have went our way, so it helps you prepare a little bit because you're used to it. You know who's hot and who's not. You know who might be a tick off their game, and you might make a decision because, well, you know what? So-and-so's not swinging like he normally does, so we can attack him here differently.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the Kiss Cam couple is still reeling from the traumatic outing at a Coldplay concert last week. According to TMZ, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is mortified that the couple were exposed thanks to him. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was seen canoodling with the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot. They probably figured it was safe going into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay. They probably figured it was safe to go into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay's record-breaking Music of the Spheres tour that actually started back in 2022, when Byron and Cabot were probably still just flirting. Many think Byron will resign or be forced out of his position, and as for Cabot, if she remains in HR, she'll have to get used to people laughing when they're called into her office to be scolded. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some showers. We'll see a high near 81 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Sunday, partly sunny, highs around 75. Chance of showers Monday with a high around 78. For Tuesday, scattered storms and a high of 85.
Right now, it's 62.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller, I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are back from our road trip across Wisconsin, back to recap all of the weekend news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. Welcome to our very favorite night of the week and one of our favorite ever guests. She is, I guess, the co-host of Bar Band Friday Night. She joins us now over the stream, as she does every Friday. Terry Barr, how are you, Terry?
Hello, Pete. Had quite the musical week. Of course, yes. One of my favorite duos, 7,000 Apart. Wow.
Love them.
Doing amazing things, aren't they?
They really are. And I have to thank you, Terry, for actually, I think we introduced you to 7,000 Apart. And
I think you're right. And I think
happy.
I stole them after that. And I've done, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 interviews with them now.
They are so great. We love having them on. But I'm happy to have finally returned the favor because you have introduced us to about 100 people, one of whom, Kaylin Cole, has a new song coming out next week. And we're going to try to talk to her about that, too. And it was great to meet Kaylin through you. So just a kind of an information exchange here. It's fun.
I love it. We share, and it's beautiful because it's such great talent that we are just kind of trying to help get out there from Wisconsin. Every time you and I talk about this, I am amazed how much talent we have in Wisconsin.
It's unbelievable. And I was thinking about this too, because I was reading about Christy Krause, who we'll talk about in a minute, but she, like Kaylin, was here, although it looks like she was from California, but she had a connection to Wisconsin. Now she's in Nashville. How do you keep these people home, Terry?
Wow. That, you know, I think it's a good question.
Yeah.
I think we're really fortunate, say, Kirsty, Kaylin, some other folks, they leave Wisconsin just to see what else is out there, to see how they can get their music heard.
Right.
But I so fortunate because they come back a lot and play area shows whenever they can. Kaylin obviously was home recently, and that's terrific. And I know she'll be back again in a couple of months. And Kirsty, who we're going to be talking about tonight, she comes back as often as she can, too, to play shows in the area. She just played the Hodag in Rhinelander.
Oh, wow.
And that is a huge show.
Yeah.
But, you know, she got to come home and do it.
That's so great. So tell us a little bit about, is it Kirsty or Christy? It looks like it's
Kirsty.
Oh, it's spelled, am I crazy or is it spelled Christy?
No, it's spelled K-I-R-S-T-I-E. Although I may have spelled it wrong in an email to you.
No, I was looking at her. That's an E. Okay. I thought it was like a Favre type situation.
Oh,
I didn't know.
that's funny.
Tell us about Kirsty Krause. Love her music, Terry.
Oh, she's fun. What I find so interesting about Kirsty, she changes up her music depending on the situation. She is a country pop girl at heart. And when she used to be in a band here in the Madison, Janesville area, it was very much country pop. But one of the songs we'll share tonight, you'll get a little kind of different feeling from it because she wrote it for a tour she was doing of Florida. And she was hitting all these spots in Florida. So she wrote a very Florida appropriate song. But she's originally from Janesville. She has been out to Cali. She's been in other places. But she still calls Wisconsin home. And I'm always so happy when I get to see her.
So, all right. Has she been on your, you host this great show, Max Inc. Radio, that people that are listening can, if you're in the Madison area, check it out on WMDX on Saturday nights, or you can get the podcast here on civicmedia.us. But has she been on your show?
We are so lucky. Yes. Oh, she nice. Has been on, and it's probably the way I met her originally. We had a magazine we used to do for Max Inc. Radio called Max Inc. Music Magazine, and I got to interview her for that. And that is probably 10 years ago now.
Nice.
She was still in the area. She left shortly after that, but now she's come back, and I think she's probably been on our show 4 times.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah, that's terrific. Yeah, all right, so terrific. These are both great songs. You've
got good.
Beaches and I Now Know Better. What do you think we should lead off with, Terry? You're the expert.
Do you want to start with something older or something that is brand new, hot, off the press?
Let's keep people in suspense and do the brand new one second. So let's do the older one. Which is the older one, by the way?
Beaches, Be Crazy. And again, we got to be careful how we pronounce that. Beaches, as in like Florida beaches.
Right. Very good. I did not. Now I'm sure I'll say it that way, even though I was doing
fine
before.
I know, I'm afraid I'm going to.
All right. This is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here, and she has introduced us to Kirsty Krause, who is a phenomenal artist. And here is her song, Beaches Be Crazy.
Sucking on mojitos, Cabana out in Lido. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Bike week in Daytona, lime in my Corona, sugar sand in Pensacola. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Double shots of Jose, all nighters with the DJ. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Half naked in Miami, stoned in Venice, Cali, getting laid in Hawaii. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy.
It's a great song, and she certainly doesn't sound like she's scared of a good time either, which is fun.
There's some good ones in there, some good lines.
Yeah.
It just makes you laugh.
No, I love that song. It has like a Margaritaville type feel to it, you know? It just makes you want to go to the beach.
It really does. You know, beaches be crazy, Pete. Yeah.
I have fair skin and I freckle, so I'll just have to take your word for that. But I wish I was one of those people. I was looking at her touring schedule, Terry. She has private events. She's playing a wedding. Like, that's how much would something like that cost? She's so good. I almost want to renew my vows with my wife and see if I can
oh
get
my gosh. Okay, Kirstie let's do Kremes. It. Let's I'll get her to play for you guys.
Pass the hat and see what happens. Weddings be crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, you get to this point. She also just did CMA Fest, and you know what that's all about. It's like putting country music artists on stages all around the city, but you have to be invited to play. And she just played it for the first time.
Oh, very cool.
I know. Very and nice. She's the 2024 Independent Artist of the Year out of this Josie Awards, which awards independent artists in the Nashville area. So she's getting to the top of her game at just the right time, it seems.
And tell me again where she's from in Wisconsin.
Janesville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she seems to be out like Nashville, but she's got all these California dates, especially down in like Temecula and that area. She's kind of splits time, I guess.
Yeah, she is there quite a bit, but okay. I don't think she says no to many tours. She was in the UK not too long ago, and she did some TV and radio in the UK, which I think is so terrific.
Wow.
But yeah, whatever she can get back to Wisconsin, she does. So I would absolutely suggest to people to check out Kirstie Kremes. And, you know, she's going to be at a show near you. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
At some point in the year.
I would love to hear about that. One more thing before we, I want to ask you, it says she was on American Idol. On her bio, yeah, it says she was...
Seriously? Now I'm going to have to ask her about that.
She competed as a contestant on ABC's hit television show American Idol. While living in Nashville, she had a residency show at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville restaurant. That's not a surprise. But you know, American Idol, that could put you on the map too.
It could. Now, I noticed when you read it to me, though, it doesn't say if she actually made it on the show.
She competed
as a
contestant.
Maybe that's why I haven't heard about that part. But, you know, somebody as big as Lainey Wilson, who's like at the top of the charts in country music, she did not make it onto American Idol, and she auditioned twice.
Yeah, it's written here like she competed. I mean, I could compete as a contestant, right? And that would...
And then add that to your bio.
And you know I would crush. Yeah, exactly. Hey, so we're going to do a break, and then we'll come back and listen to her other song. But before we get to the break, I want to ask you, Rocker is coming on the show Monday. I'm going to be live in Madison Monday night.
Great.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Atwood Music Fest. So you want to add your two cents in on this great music festival there in Madison?
Oh, it's one of my favorites. It's in the streets on the east side of Madison for 2 days, two nights, and it just has such a community feel. Everybody's smiling, everybody's happy, the music is terrific, there's great food and vendors, but it's just that midpoint of summer that just makes you feel like, being outside and hearing great music, this is what it's all about. Rocker books all the music.
What?
And he does such a, he does such a terrific job, and he does a good job at blending Wisconsin artists and national and international artists on, I think we're up to 3 or 4 stages now.
See, I didn't know that. Now I definitely have to compete on American Idol and get in Rocker's ear because I have a connection and he can book me on one of the stages.
Could you do comedy?
Oh, man. I could muscle through some comedy, I suppose.
That would be really fun. We should have you open for a band doing comedy.
Yeah, that would be great. I've done that before. Terry Barr is here, folks. It's a Bar Band Friday night, and we are coming right back to hear another song from tonight's featured artist, Kirstie Kremes. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, Treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. The weekend is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. But we've had a pretty damn good time here tonight. Thank you for being with me. I'd like to thank Hank Scott and Herschel Winters for being here and talking about their new product, 12 Tribe Cigars. Very cool stuff. Thank you for all your texts. Monday night, as I mentioned before the break to Terry, I'll be live in Madison. My guest will be John Roach, a Madisonian and a really talented guy. He created a show called The Sports Writers on TV back in the 80s. It was like sports radio before there was sports radio. And he is one of the writers of the David Lynch film, The Straight Story. And he has a new documentary called The Road at Night about the tragic accident involving Howard Moore and his family, one of the Badger coaches and former Badger player. It is a documentary that will knock your socks off. It's absolutely amazing. It will make you so proud to be connected to UW in any way. John will be there Monday. And then Rocker, as I just mentioned, also will be there. We're going to talk about the Atwood Music Fest. And Rocker, do you think I can get Rocker to sing, Terry?
He claims to only be a drummer, but, you know, they got to keep the beat and keep the band moving. So I wouldn't doubt if he's got to sing a little bit, too.
This has been fun.
If you do, I want to hear it.
Oh, believe me, it'll be cataloged, I'm sure. So the artist we're talking about is Kirsty Krause, who is a Wisconsinite. Now she's in Nashville. She's touring in California. Also, her second song is I Now Know Better. Any quick notes, Terry, about this last song?
She is a great collaborator, too. And I think we're all learning it's the way that you have to sort of work these days. She writes songs for other people. This song in particular, she collaborated as a duet with someone out of Nashville by the name of Ariel Jade.
Oh.
And it's a pretty great song. And once again, Kirsty is knocking it out of the park.
Let's hear it. This is I Now Know Better from tonight's featured artist, Kirsty Krause.
But don't mess with me, 'cause I now know better. Well, I'll kick you to the curb soon as the turn of the weather. I've been there, I've had my fair share. So fair warning, if we ever decide to get together, I'll roll you in the river. If you ever do me wrong, Lord knows now know better. Been there, done that. I know all the tricks. I'm not taking any crap. You lose me so quick. Well, I hope this is sinking in. Get it through your thick skull. Or that's how your life will end. 'Cause I'll row you in the river. If you ever do me wrong, Lord knows I'd spare her. 'Cause it'd be all your faults. With the fear of God, you better run. Don't need my daddy, 'cause I keep my own gun.
Man, is she fun. That's great.
Don't make her mad.
No, yeah, right. Terry, another home run. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pete.
So much fun as always. Next Friday, yeah. do we have a date next Friday?
Absolutely.
All right. I don't know where I'll be.
Here.
I don't know where I'll be. I might be in Madison. Oh, okay. I might be home. Conrad's taking a couple days, but we'll figure this out, and I look forward, as always, to talking to you again next Friday night. Have a great weekend.
Me too. You guys and all the listeners, viewers, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, my friend. All right, that's Terry Barr. So much fun. We missed Bar Band Friday last week. That was kind of sinful. We won't do that again. Lots of fun. Thank you to Terry Barr, as always. I have learned about more new music. Hey, what was that joke? I did see that one.
So it said Coldplay hasn't made singles in months. And the last concert, they just made two.
I think it was years, actually. And then the other one you sent, cost of a concert, hotel, $400. Ticket, $600. Food and drinks, $200. Divorce attorney, 70 G's. Getting exposed by Coldplay for having an affair with your coworker, priceless. They'll recover. All right. Thanks so much, folks. I will see you Monday night, or I'll be broadcasting Monday night live from Civic Media headquarters in Madison on State Street. Hope to catch you then. Please be part of the show. Always more fun when you guys participate. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has followed through on his threat. He has filed a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and its owner, Rupert Murdoch, over the paper's story about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
The libel lawsuit filed in a Miami federal court seeks at least $10 billion in damages. It says the Journal's story about a sexually themed 2003 birthday card allegedly sent to Epstein bearing the future president's signature is, quote, false, defamatory, unsubstantiated. President Trump said this about the Wall Street Journal leader Rupert Murdoch a few months ago.
I have great respect for Rupert Murdoch.
That was then. This is now, with Trump naming Murdoch and publisher Dow Jones & Company in the lawsuit. Dow Jones.